Second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is discussing why Yetzias Mitzrayim is likened to the birth, that he said that Shvi'ish Pesach, says in Arizal, is the birth of the Neshamas. The conception of the Neshamas is Shmini Atzeres, and the birth of the Neshamas, which is the level of Leda, which is the level of birth, and therefore it had to come, in order for the Neshamas to be revealed, it had to go through Malchus. In order for Yesh and Ayin, so to speak, to be connected, you have to tap into Ruach Kadim, a level of Elokus, higher from the level of Keser, that is able to unite and combine Yesh Miayin. Okay, so he says, top line of 32. This is what the Zera said, we learned this line yesterday. Matitzakelai, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you crying to me? Batika Talya Milsa. It's up to the level of, simply Atik, the level of Keser. In other words, what happens now is, Yam has to become Yabasha, okay? Or the birth of the Neshamas, so Ayin has to become Yesh. So he says, that's totally an Atik, has to be a Gilui, higher than world, where davening doesn't get into, like we discussed yesterday.
So you said that you're going to elaborate why Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one who jumped in instead of Nachshon.
Oh, why Nachshon jumped in?
Yeah.
Because certain things, the same thing we find another place in Chumash, with the Zimri story when Pinchas jumped in, right, and killed the Zimri. So again, the question is, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the leader. So the Rebbe explains that certain things have to be accomplished not by the leader, but by the other people. In other words, there are certain things that are accomplished by an officer, and certain things are accomplished by a little kid, so to speak. Which means, sometimes when you want to get something from the king, you want to get a request granted from the king. So sometimes you need a big officer, a big macher, you know, a guy with political pull. You can go to the king and the president and say, okay, listen, this is what I want. Sometimes it takes a little kid to go over to the king, to the czar, to the president. No comparison.
Makes the coffee.
And says, no. And says to the king, will you please do this for me? And sometimes they accomplish more than a big officer. Sometimes they don't. It depends what the issue is. Depends what the issue is. Certain times, like Kriyas Yamsuf, which is causing this great revelation of Atik, Batik Atalya Milsa, the level of Elokus that Zekeli, they're able to see the level of Elokus that can combine Yam and Yabasha together, it takes not a Rebbe, it takes a Chosid to do it. Because certain things, lower people can have a greater influence than the greater tzaddikim. The same thing with Pinchas. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halacha, why didn't you just kill him? Moshe Rabbeinu said, go to somebody, go kill him. Because that, some things have to come mumata lamaila, from lower to higher, rather than mumaila lamata. So by Kiryas Yamsuf, Nachshon had to be jumping in, that's the level mumata lamaila. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu jumping in, it was a chassid jumping in. Nachshon ben Aminadab.
You gave us a mashal many times about, let's say, the guy who cleans up the place of the king's palace.
That's what Rabbi Yechim and Zaki says in the Gemara, when Rabbi Yechim and Zaki's child became sick, and he sent a messenger to the mayor to daven for him. Because Rameir Balanes. Rameir should daven for him. So his wife said, I don't understand. You're Rameir's Rebbe. So why are you sending your student to daven for you? Why don't you daven for him yourself? So Rabbi Yechman Zaki answers in Maram Brachas. Rabbi Yechman Zaki said, Ani kesar lefnei hamelech, vu ke'eved lefnei hamelech. I'm like an officer in the hands of the king, and he's like a servant in the hands of the king. What's the explanation of Rabbi Yechman Zaki's answer? Rabbi Yechman Zaki basically said, you have a senator, let's use today's terms in America. You have a congressman, okay? He can't just go to the president whenever he wants. He has to make an appointment. He has to, you know, you can just barge into the Oval Office and say, I'm here. But the secretary there, or the janitor that cleans the room, yeah, he can get in whenever he wants. Right? The secretary of the president is not the congressman. Maybe, thank God, I don't know. But they're not a congressman. They're not. They're janitor, a custodian engineer, I'm sorry. Custodian engineer. But they have more access. So Rabbi Yechim Zakeh said, yeah, of course I'm greater than Rabbi. I'm his Rabbi. He's the student. But he has accessibility. No, it was Rabbi Chanina ben Deis, I'm sorry. Rabbi Chanina ben Deis, he said, not Rabbi. So he said, but he has a more accessibility to Hashem than I do. He's like an Eved. He gets in whenever he wants. So therefore, certain times you need an Eved. But it's not exactly the same concept. Okay, let's go back here. So he said, Vinei, Begili Ha'adar Zu. When there's a revelation of this type of alokus, then Ha'adim Roktu, the mountains dance. Remember he said before, Hayam Rav Ayanais is a level of fear. The ocean saw and ran away, that's the level of Yira. Ha'adim Roktu Chem, from Simcha, the mountains dance, that's the level of Ahava. So he says, when you have the level Hayam Rav Ayanais, the sea saw and ran away, meaning it split. Because there's this gili from higher. So that caused the level of sea, Malchus, to have Yira. But the mountains, what are the mountains? Hohorim eim chesed gvur teferes. Ve'givois chagas debriya einihidat silas. And givois are the level of chagas debriya or netach hayyaseir of atzilas. Even though lechayda netzach hayyaseid of malchus of atzilus is higher than bria, lochem rok to kelim shebegilu yoreh seva. When this level of seva was revealed at the time of kriyas yamsuf, nichlo kebitul ner b'fnei avuka, they became bottle like a candle in the presence of a torch. It means there's such a great fire light of the torch, it becomes batul. Hainu sha'er is the tikkun. Hamlubesh is bekelim. The light of tikkun that was into the kelim, nistalku min ha'kelim, became concealed from the, I'm sorry, left the kelim, v'nichlo berzamak. Meaning like this, that great gilui of Elokuz, caused the eiris of tikkun, that are in chesed gvura teferes, all those levels, left the kelim. It was like from on shock, it left the kelim and went to the level of makifim. And he says, "Vagam shigam midei Shabbos b'Shabbat." Yes, Elias, Elimis. So he says like this. Now, so what happened to Kiryas Yamsuf? The mata, the low levels, went up. It left its level. And because now, you have a level of a revelation of Elokus. Let's say Chesed Gvura Teferes. Yeah? And all of a sudden, you have this unbelievable revelation from Chesed. Right? Like it happened in Kiryas Yamsuf. This super great revelation of Elokus. So the great revelation of Elokus caused the Kalim, like Nadav and Avil, they caused the Eiris of the levels of Atil just to leave and go back to where it came from. Because it became bottle in this great revelation of the greater level of earth. So he says, Agam, this happens every Shabbos. L'chayr, every Shabbos the world is elevated. So what's the difference between Kiryas Yamsuf, elevation, and Shabbos? He says, Achako madrega ladrega siya biyitzira yitzira bebriya. He says, when Shabbos is elevated, during and every week, Shabbos, the worlds are aliyas ha'ilimis, the worlds become elevated. But that's a gradual ascent. That means Asiya becomes Yitzira, Yitzira becomes Bria, but they're all connected to each other. This was a jumping gilui. This was not a gilui of, you know, Keser versus Atzila. This is a super great gilui, and therefore the jump up of the bittul to the Od is a much greater level of jump. It's a much greater level of bittul. So yes, this concept exists every Shabbos. But every Shabbos, the world is elevated in a gradual ascent. Similar to what you find, it says, Neshamas HaTzadikim, we know, the Gemara says, at the end of many Masechtos, Tzaddikim ein la menucha lo b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba. Tzaddikim never have rest, not in this world, not in the world to come. Shenema yalchum echayah lo choyu. It goes from level to level to level, which means neshamas of tzaddikim in Gan Eden, amichum tzaddikim, all Jews are tzaddikim. Neshama in Gan Eden is constantly going up every day. Yalchum echayah lo choyu. I know that. Yalchum echayah lo choyu. At least you read that yom yeh. Yelchum Michael Ochoyel. Tomorrow's Rambam's birthday. Yelchum Michael Ochoyel. Erev Pesach, Rambam was born. The Rambam probably was born in the middle of the first Seder. Okay. Yelchum Michael Ochoyel. They keep going up. Yet we find on a yard site, why do we say Kaddish on a yard site? So we learned already, not to save the Neshama from Gehenna, because the Tzadik Gehenna already 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, whatever. So what's the purpose of saying Kaddish on a yard site? So we said, because on the yard, the neshama jumps to a higher, it's not a, like, ascent, one step to the next step, to the next step, to the next step. It's a jump ascent. And therefore, you need a Kaddish to help it in the jumping ascent. So he said, that's the difference, between, so to speak, between Shabbos, every Shabbos. When the worlds are elevated, yeah, it's elevated, but it's elevated in a gradual way, from this level to this level to this, step by step by step. Kriyas Yamsev, what happened was a dilug. It was a jumping jump. And therefore, the revelation of Alokus was a much broader difference, chilek of madregas, a difference of levels from a gradual to a supernatural, a finite coming into a finite, infinite coming into finite. So that's the difference between every Shabbos. So he said, Avalari, but when you dance, dance is like jumping.
Dance?
Huh?
Dancing?
Dancing. You jump when you dance, you know? In fact, by Chassidim, not by the Goyim Lahavdo. Chassidim would always dance in a circle. Yes. Right? Chassidim dance in a circle. Why you dance in a circle? So Chassidim explains. Because circle is the level of Makif. Right? Seviv Kolalmi. What's the save it is not like Mimala, where you go level by level by level by level. When you have a line, so it's lower or lower, higher, 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 but it's like all gradual. But when you go in a circle, that's the level of Makifim. That's why, I mean, Chassidus explains, that's Simchas Torah, I mean, we're almost done with the mime anyway. Chassidus explains, Simchas Torah, what do? Hakafis means makif, you go around. Makifin. The Friedrich Rebbe says, Hakafis also comes from the word on credit. Chamveni makif, you know, it says in Pigeons. But makif, the Friedrich Rebbe says, means, and Simchas Torah, we're getting credit for the year. You know, what Hashem's giving us all the revelations of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though we might not deserve it, He's giving it on credit that will pay up during the year, so to speak. But the simple level of makifim, as Simchas Torah, you make hakafis, because hakafis means to go around. What's the level of going around? The level of makifim, the encompassing, the infinite level of Hashem, not mamala, which is permeating level by level by level. This is a makifim level. And that's why everything makes sense when you learn Chassidus. That's why Chassidus says, as Simchas Torah, you don't learn. Basically, what's the shavuos you learn at night, yeah? What's Simchas Torah? You dance. That's the, like the 48 hours you're supposed to utilize dancing, right? That's the thing to get it right. So what does it mean, dancing? L'cheira, it would make sense, on Simchas Torah, you finish the Torah, you start again. It would make sense to have an all-nighter learning, not all night dancing. Okay, you should have an all-night learning. Simchas Torah, you finish the Torah, you begin the Torah. You should be dancing for that with a closed Sefer Torah. Not an open Sefer Torah, a closed Sefer Torah. Everybody's dancing around in a circle, right? Because on Simchas Torah is the level of makifim. Learning, every person learns differently. So that's not in an infinite level. It's the encompassing level. When during you learn, this guy is on this level, you know, a million levels. But in dancing, it's all the love of makifin. That's why you dance in a circle, because it's the level of makifin. But
to elevate ourselves at the, when people take vacation, you say that a tzaddik never rests, always is working on it. And when people take vacations, well, what is the benefit spiritually to upgrade ourselves?
Let me ask you a question. Hashem made that we need to sleep?
No, but
I'm asking you, one second. Hashem,
we need to sleep.
Halachically, you need to sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is sleep not a waste of time? No? Well, you're not doing anything. Are you accomplishing anything when you sleep?
But the rest, the body needs to rest.
Oh! What does that mean? The body. So vacation is a resting time to get more energy. If a person, spiritually speaking, if a person goes on vacation just to have a good time, that's not a Jewish vacation. A Jewish vacation is, I'm talking about ideally. The purpose of a Jewish vacation is to take a break from the day-to-day routine, that when you come back more vitalized, you come back with more chayas, more health. In fact, the Rebbe asked the question of Sicha, why did Hashem make us have to sleep? It's a waste of time. Hashem could have made us in a way that we don't need to sleep, but we don't need to eat. What? He made dafki that we have to eat, and dafki we have to sleep, and now he slept. According to the Rambam, it's a third of the day. The Rambam says you're supposed to sleep 8 hours. That means a third of the day, you're basically doing nothing except sleeping, as far as accomplishment. You know, okay, little kids grow in their sleep, adults grow this way in the sleep, whatever. But it's a waste of time. The answer is no, because between up and upper, you have to go down to go up. You want to pick something up, you got to bend down. You want to jump forward, you got to take a step back. Okay? You want to make money, you got to lose money, invest money. So the Rebbe explains, because then when a person wakes up, because if there would be no sleep, the Rebbe says in the Sikha, if there would be no sleep, then it's like one long, continuous, bored life. So there's no new beginnings. There's no new beginning. The purpose of sleep, the Rebbe says, is the Eibishter wants that tomorrow should be better than yesterday. So if there's no new beginning, how can it be better? It's just one long continuation.
You need to end it.
End it. Go to sleep. What?
Pinimius level is pooling the energy into your essence. Isn't it higher than my gift?
No.
You're pulling it in.
It's only higher that you internalize it.
But
it's still a lower level. The ultimate is for a Jew, and the Jew has this ability to internalize the makif level. We have the, yes, makif is internal, and then you have the makifim level, which is superficially affecting, right? That you can't internalize it. The ultimate purpose of a Jew is to internalize, and we have that koyach when doing mitzvahs. You internalize the makif level, the infinite level you bring internally. That's the ultimate goal. So then you have both advantages together. Okay, to give you two examples of this in Torah mitzvahs. Today, those are davened. You first put on talis and then tefillin. Now, halachically, why do you put on talis before tefillin? So halachically, the Gemara says, or the Mishchan Aruch says, because talis you wear 7 days, tefillin you wear 6 days a week. More common, less common, the more common comes first. So therefore, halachically, why do you put on talis first? Talis because you wear it more often than tefillin, 7 versus 6, and Yom Tov, whatever. So therefore, we go put talis first. That's what halacha says. Chassidus comes along and says, no. I mean, not no. It's a part of saying, yeah, of course. But the tefillin is on the heart and the head. That's the head and the midas, seichel and midas. That's the internalized levels of the person. First, you put on talis, which is encompassing the person. Okay? So then, first you bring down, you do the makifim level, and then you internalize the talis through tefillin. So the same thing Chassidus explains on Sukkos. One second. The Sukkos, The mitzvah of eating in the sukkah is the first night of sukkah. The biblical mitzvah is eating the first night of sukkah. Mm-hmm. When do you do lulav and esrog?
The next morning.
Next morning. Now, why is this at night and this in the morning? Why is sitting in the sukkah first? And also, to add to this, why is the best place to bench lulav and esrog in a sukkah? So again, what does sukkah represent? The encompassing level. You walk into a sukkah. The sukkah surrounds you. Like mikvah, but sukkah, right? It surrounds you. Lulav and esrog is the four parts of the body, the different types of Jews. That's an internalization. So what's the concept of sukkah and lulav and esrog? The concept is that through lulav and esrog, you bring down the makifim level of sukkah in an internalized form. So the ultimate, yeah, each one has an advantage. Makif is a greater level. This is internalized more. But when you have both together, then you're great. That's the ultimate purpose, having both together.
Torah
is internal, and mitzvahs are makif. You learn Torah in your brain. If you don't understand it in your brain, it's not learning. Mitzvahs are makifim. It's not a level of understanding.
But aren't you doing it?
They're called garments. Yeah, but they're called levushim. Mitzvahs are called levushim. Same exact thing. That's why Torah and mitzvahs, each one has an advantage over the other. Torah is a level of godliness internalized. Mitzvahs are the level of makifim. Well, you have Torah and mitzvahs together, so you have the level of makifim internalized. That's the whole purpose. Now we do the internalization. Now we bring the makif into a pnimi. Yeah? So why don't we jump, the mountains jump in for joy? So, L'chayr, why don't we feel it? We're the same lowlights that we were before we did the mitzvah. So the answer is, now we internalize it, as we said many times. Now the money's going into a trust fund. You don't even know it exists. You don't even... when will this accomplishment of makif in a pnimi, okay? When will that be revealed? When Mashiach comes. And therefore, this is the essence, because what can connect the makif and the pnimi... What can connect the opposite of the infinite and finite, this, the encompassing and internal, the level of Mashiach? So that Gilui of Mashiach will reveal the unity between the encompassing and the internal level. And that's, but now we're doing it. Now we're causing the internalization, but it's a trust fund that is not touchable until Mashiach comes. Therefore, we don't feel it. It doesn't mean we don't have it. You might not know you have money in the bank, but if you have your... I remember Rabbi Tversky, Oliver Shulman, spoke. The personal case. He said he used to have direct deposit from his business into his bank account. But one day he forgot about the direct deposit. And he realized he has no money in the bank. And he has to pay bills. And he's going crazy for a few days. How is he going to pay the bills? How is he going to cover the bills? And then he realized that it was direct deposit. There's plenty of money in the bank. So he's saying this is a mushroom. We have treasures in us, we just don't know about it sometimes. That doesn't mean you don't have them. You look, you go on the bank, you'll find out you have the money. It's the same thing, that's the whole in your mitzvah. Okay, let's go.
See, every part of tefillin, which is makif in
letter. No, tefillin is not makif. Talis is makif. Panemius. It's filling you internalize the heart, yeah, the mind.
Every part of it is whole. Yeah. Even the slab, you cannot just throw it out. You have to.
Right.
But this, you cut the corners, it's done.
But not the tzitzis have to be buried. The tzitzis are holy. Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the garment, the shmata. It's a shmata, it's a blanket. Right? Black and white, black and yellow, black and white blanket. But the blanket is not holy. The tzitzis is the mitzvah. And even, by the way, everything in itself has both levels. Right? Tzitzis, you have in the talis itself, you have makif and pnimi. The garment is the makif. The tzitzis are drawing it down into a pnimius. Therefore, how many tzitzis do we have altogether? 32. 8 on each side times 4, right? There's 32. That's the Lamed Beis Nesivas Chochma, the 32 paths of Chochma. Nice. There's 50 levels of Bina and 32. In fact, the word Levonain is Lev Nun. The word Levonim, Lebanon, Levonim is Lev Nun, which is Lamed Beis is Chochma. It says in Kabbalah 32 paths of Chochma, and 50 Nun is the 50 Shire Bina, in one word. Because so even in Tzitzis itself, you have the Makif level of the Tzitzis, and the way you draw that Makif level in a Pnimi is through the Tzitzis coming down. So you have in Torah also two levels. You have Torah at a level of your understanding, a Torah that you don't understand, a level of Makifim. So everything is composed of everything. Okay. Avalarikur, the dancing. Aliyah G'dayah Shoei Badraga Kau, not at all on the same level. Haino Erev Sevi Kanal. Ke'elim Le'kram Shem Bo'em Das. V'sheirish B'chin Azu L'mayla Mi'adas. So that level comes from higher than Seichel. Avalayam Sefer D'chol Dargin. But the ocean, which is Malchus, which is the lowest of all the 10 levels, Hamas D'mayla. Therefore, Uksharo Gili Erev Sevi. Okay, when the Yam saw this level of Gilui of Seviv, which happened in Kriyas Yamsuf, Lo Yochel Iskal Bei Kenev Gifnei Amvuka, Kamei Ha'orim Sharem Ma'ilim. In other words, like this, the Yam, because it conceals, can't dance. Dancing is when you feel the Kedusha. Malchus is a level of concealment. So therefore, if it's not revealed to you, you can't dance. Right, so the mountains, which is the level of Chesed Gvur Tiferes, the mountains, which is Chesed Gvur Tiferes, that's a level of revelation. So therefore, then you can dance because revelation feels. If you feel it, you're happy. But the Yam, which is the level of concealment, so it has that level in a concealed form, but therefore it's not revealed. If it's not revealed, it can't dance. Therefore, all it had is from the revelation, it had awe. Rather than Simcha. So by Kiryas Yamsuf, two things happened. The level of Malchus had run away, meaning from Bittul, became Bottle, non-existent. And the mountains, which is the level of Chadas, started dancing.
Yaakov, thank you for making the menu today.